Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. An Israeli archaeologist has unearthed biblical proof of the prophet Jeremiah in the ancient city of David. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Dr. Alat Mazar, professor at Hebrew University in Jerusalem and the leader of the archaeological team digging at the city of David, has unearthed proof of another biblical story. This time, a story of one of the ministers of King Zedekiah from the period of the Babylonian invasion of Jerusalem. A completely intact seal impression, or bulla, bearing the name of Pashur, was uncovered only a few feet away from a second such seal, which was found 3 years ago. This first seal also belonging to a minister of King Zedekiah. Dr. Mazar remarked that this archaeological find is absolutely fantastic and very special, and again gives proof to the authority and authenticity of the biblical account of the city of Jerusalem and the Babylonian captivity of the Jewish people. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Archaeological proof of the biblical book of Jeremiah has a historic significance as well as a profound prophetic significance for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The archaeological find of two different seal impressions with the names of two ministers in the court of the Jewish king Zedekiah dates back some 2,600 years ago and is of great historic significance. The two ministers are two of a number of men who encouraged King Zedekiah to put the prophet Jeremiah to death because he had prophesied that the king should surrender Jerusalem to the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar instead of fighting the invading army. That's found in Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 4. Jeremiah 50 and 51, which reveals the total destruction of Babylon, is for today, or at least in the near future, as it relates to the modern-day name for Babylon, the nation of Iraq. Revelation 18 reveals that Babylon, modern-day Iraq, will be the international headquarters for the one-world economic, political, governmental system led by the world dictator, the Antichrist. All that we see unfolding in Iraq today is indeed setting the stage for the prophecies in Jeremiah against Babylon. The archaeological find in Jerusalem is evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...